We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can pledge your support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Atchison, 73 in Topeka.
Following program was taped in front of an audience of
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Jordan is investigating the killings of three Israelis by a Jordanian truck driver at a border crossing with the occupied West Bank. The King Hussein Allenby Bridge has been closed in both directions. The gunman was shot dead by Israeli forces. Hamas and Islamic Jihad said the attack was a natural response to Israel's actions. Here's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We are surrounded by a murderous ideology led by Iran's axis of evil. In recent days, loathsome terrorists have murdered six of our hostages in cold blood and three Israeli police officers. The killers do not distinguish between us. They want to murder us all, until the last one.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heard through a BBC interpreter. Israelis continue to take to the streets in huge numbers, demanding that their government make a deal with Hamas to immediately bring home the more than 100 hostages still being held in Gaza. NPR's Carrie Khan has details from Tel Aviv.
The crowd screamed now after the reading of the name of each hostage still held in Gaza. Danielle Aloni, who was released in a hostage deal last November, said international pressure must force Israel's prime minister to negotiate a ceasefire.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, seal the deal now and bring the
Demonstrator Mirav Shamon Oren says she hopes President Biden sees all the Israelis protesting and that Biden will pressure Netanyahu to make a deal now. Netanyahu says he won't accept a deal that doesn't prioritize Israel's security. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The city of Philadelphia is preparing for the first general election debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Carmen Russell-Slachansky of member station WHYY has more.
A few barricades have already been erected around the site, and some streets are expected to close over the weekend. By Tuesday, several downtown blocks around the debate site, Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, will be cordoned off, except to those pre-approved by the U.S. Secret Service. But that doesn't bother local resident Eileen Fink, who says the nation's first capital is an appropriate location for the debate.
Because the Constitution was written here. Because this is where it all began.
The Constitution Center also hosted the Democratic primary debate in 2008 between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Carmen Russell-Slachansky in Philadelphia.
Multiple news organizations are reporting the mother of the 14-year-old charged with killing four people at a Georgia high school called the school before the shootings, warning of an extreme emergency involving her son. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, working to help organizations with their food needs. With online ordering from a nationwide network of restaurants, flexible employee lunch programs, and more, all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. Here's Sarah Giroux to open today's Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
To do on Ranch Road 12 at 2:30, pull off on the shoulder of the road. But there's nowhere to turn around, it's too far to walk back into town. I need you more than ever now, baby. A thousand miles to go before we see that there's a silver lining in those clouds that we were meant to be. Baby, don't break down on me. Oh, that there's a silver lining in those clouds that we were meant to be. Maybe don't break down on me. Maybe don't break down on me.
Sergio Rose opening today's Trail Mix with her song Don't Break Down on Me from her album from last year, Polaroid Lovers. Sergio Rose, I'm Bob McWilliams, and welcome to this afternoon's Trail Mix. In just under 10 minutes, we'll hear from singer-songwriter Chris Jacobs' recent album, with the Huss Band being the infamous String Dusters. And we've got the Steel Wheels up next. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school, fundraisers, and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. Well, the Steel Wheels, part of the lineup for the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, September 18th through the 22nd, that festival there. Let's hear the Steel Wheels right now with Scrape Me Off the Ceiling here on KPR.
Scrape me off the ceiling. When I go, I'll be gone, worrying, be wasted. Clap your hands, here I stand, on time we chased in. Heaven's keeping, baby, sleeping. You know I'm trying. We're living and dying. Found us.
guarded with anger. Keep it wild for my daughter. We've never been here before. The $2 an acre won't make the papers. Saw you crying across the room. There was nothing that we could do. We've never been here before. What could we do? $2 an acre won't make the papers. So I'm raising my hand, giving all that I can. We've never been here before. For my daughter,
the Steel Wheels here on Kansas Public Radio. We had them in the KPR Performance Studio pretty early in their illustrious career, and they're going to be at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, the festival September 14th to the 22nd. Info, schedules, tickets, and the like at wvfest.com. The Steel Wheels there did Scrape Me Off the Ceiling and Wild As We Came Here, their 2017 album called Wild As We Came Here. with singer-songwriter Chris Jacobs with his new album this year, One of These Days. That's up next in about 10 minutes, a song from the brand new album by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. And after that, we're going to go back 30 years to a true classic, the Johnny Cash album called American Recordings. That and more on the way on Trail Mix. Chris Jacobs' album, One of These Days, which features as his band, pretty good band, the infamous String Dusters. Let's hear from this one right now on KPR's Trail Mix.
Seven long days in your burning place. Take it from my temple to my heart, but I can't stay sane. Can't stay sane. Can't stay sane. Oh, I love to make the bell ring. 'Cause there ain't no man in this town, Lord. Sink his soul, everybody gotta pay the toll. I can't tell you all that's on my mind, but I can't still sing, can't still sing, can't still sing, while I hammer down the nearly string. This is a hammer that killed John Henry.
Chris C.R.I.S. Jacobs and his work song from his new album, One of These Days, with the infamous String Dusters as a house band. Chris started off on the Baltimore scene more than 20 years ago, playing in a bluegrass band, moved into rock and roll to the point where he was called the king of Baltimore rock and roll by the Baltimore Sun, but started undergoing really a personal and musical identity crisis, struggles with his mental health, lingering self-doubt about his career, and he said he was just about ready to give it all up. But making this album helped it turn around. He went back to the basics. He had Jerry Douglas produce the album. It turned out to be a dandy, Chris Jacobs, and the album called One of These Days here on Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio. Got Gillian Welch and David Rawlings and Johnny Cash just ahead here on KPR. Now it's time, though, to raise the money to pay for Kansas Public Radio and for Trail Mix. Here's how you can help.
It is quite simple. All you need to do is make a call or go online. You can call us at 888-577-5268.
Or you can visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. I promise you it is very easy to tell where you are supposed to point and click. Our webmaster has made it very, very simple for everyone. My name is Laura Lorson. I work in the news department. I am joined here by Dan Skinner, former general manager of Kansas Public Radio, now happy grandpa and host of Conversations and a variety of other things as well. And, of course, Bob is here as well, and we have quite a bit to tell you about as regards Trail Mix, which is probably your favorite show or one of them on Kansas Public Radio. It seems kind of tacky to talk about, but we do have to address the issue of money. These programs that are produced at member stations don't just spring fully formed from Zeus's head. They require effort, they require time, they require money. And we ask a couple of times a year for you to help us defray that cost. However, we have some incentives for you, and right now Mary Clater and David J. Brown are kicking in some extra money if we can get 10 new members. 10 new members in the next couple of hours, they will kick in an additional $1,000 to the box. So, I also want to mention that new members, we value our old members. Don't get me wrong. We love that you're here. We love that you support KPR. But if you have never pledged before and you can see your way clear to $10 a month, you're a brand new member, you will get a box full of cool swag. We are calling it the Turtle Box. It features our brand new mascot, Worthy the Turtle. It comes with sunglasses. It comes with a cool bumper sticker. Lots of great stuff. A nifty magnet that's like kind of shaped like the state of Kansas. It's really cool. So if you're a new member and you've been on the fence, should I join, should I not, now's the time to do it. It benefits the station. It benefits you. All you have to do is make the call at 888-577-5268 or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And again, the website is kansaspublicradio.org. Just follow the instructions when you hit the screen. It's simple. It's easy. You can pledge at whatever level works for you. And also, while you're there, take a few moments to share your comments with us. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, how we can be a better public radio station for you. And if you have specific comments about Trail Mix, Bob will get those messages, and he will appreciate getting the feedback, because he's been doing this show for 30 years now. And you might think, well, 30 years, it's really old hat. But no, Bob really enjoys discovering new artists, along with introducing to you folks who have been a mainstay in this genre. So it's something that's a personal joy for him, a product, or should I say a project that is dear to his heart. And if you also appreciate the kind of music you get to hear during Trail Mix, don't take it for granted. Do your part to support it, and it's easy to do so. You just go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or if you prefer, you can call 888-577-5268. And Bob, something very special coming up to celebrate the 30th anniversary of your show, and also a chance for people who are calling in today to maybe go get to see this concert. Tell us about it, Bob.
For our 30th anniversary show, Dar Williams, a core artist of this program for three decades, is playing a concert in the Lead Center Pavilion November the 11th. Tickets not through the Lead Center, tickets through kansaspublicradio.org. But we're going to give away a pair of tickets today to everybody that pledges online, and anybody that's not pledging and calls in, you'll be entered in the drawing as well. So do that now, kansaspublicradio.org, or call 1-888-577-5268.
We want to thank Vanessa, who made a pledge from Lawrence. John and Carolyn of Lawrence, thank you for your membership. And Clanice, thank you so much for your continued membership as well. Give us a call. Give us a click. One way or the other, we are asking to hear from you to keep Trail Mix on the air and growing. We need to pay Bob, folks. These shows don't see themselves. These records don't listen to themselves. So do it now.
Not very much.
888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
hear the tune of the threshing wheat. Tell me, what did the moonlight ask the willow tree? Tell me, who's more blue? Is it you or me? We've been together since the dawn of when. The best parts, the one starts and the other ends.
Welch and David Rawlings here on KPR, the song Howdy Howdy on their new album, Woodland Studios. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. In the late 80s and early 90s, Johnny Cash's career was not going very well, declining record sales, personal problems, and the like. Johnny very unhappy with the way Columbia Records had overproduction on his albums. Rick Rubin thought that Johnny had a lot more to give. The producer best known for that time with rap and metal music, he approached Johnny about recording for his label, which he called American Records. And Johnny at first was reluctant, but Rick Rubin said, "You can do what you want. You've got control." And what Johnny ended up doing was doing a completely solo album, just Johnny, his voice and guitar, and it turned out to be a masterpiece and revived Johnny Cash's career, and by consensus, one of the great albums in the genre for the last few decades. Let's hear two songs from Johnny Cash's album, American Recording, starting off with one written by Leonard Cohen.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knight in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you will let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch. He called out to me, "Don't ask for so much." And a young woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried out to me, "Why not ask for more?" Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. I don't want no aggravation when my train has left the station. If you're there or not, I may not even know. Have a round and remember things we did that weren't so tender. Let the train blow the whistle when I go. On my old guitar sell tickets so someone can finally pick it and tell the girls down at the Ritz I said hello. Tell the gossipers and liars I will see them in the fire. Let the train blow the whistle when I go. Let her blow, let her blow. Long and loud and hard and happy, let her blow. No regrets, all my debts will be paid when I get laid. Let her blow, let her blow, let her blow. You'll be left without excuses for the evils and abuses down to today from years and years ago. And have yourself another tote from my basket full of smoke, and let the train blow the whistle when I go. Let her blow, oh, let her blow. Long and loud and hard and happy, let her blow. No regrets, all my debts will be paid when I get laid. Let her blow, let her blow, let her blow. Let her blow, let her blow, let her blow.
Johnny Cash on KPR's Trail Mix. That's one he wrote called Let the Train Blow the Whistle. Before that, the Leonard Cohen song, Bird on a Wire, a true classic album simply called American Recordings, 1994, produced by Rick Rubin. And then next year won the Grammy for the Best Traditional Folk Album. Great Johnny Cash on KPR with Bluegrass and the new album by Tony Trischka with such guests as Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush and Billy Strings. That is just ahead after we raise some money in support of Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio.
The issue is that we have to ask you in order to do that. It's not by, like, if wishing made it so, then it would be different. But we need your help right now here at KPR in support of Trail Mix. Give us a call at 888-577-5268. Or you can go online and pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also do it through the app. We have one for iOS and one for Android. You probably already know that. But if not, hey, surprise, we have an app. And right now we have a challenge from Mary Clater and David J. Brown. If we can pick up 10 new members here in the next couple of hours, KPR will receive an additional $1,000. So if you've been on the fence thinking about, hey, maybe I really should become a member of KPR, now's the time to do it. Helps KPR out a little bit more. You turn to us every weekend to get this terrific music, well curated. It's not done by algorithm. It's done by Bob McWilliams. Many reasons that you choose to listen. We're hoping you will also choose to be a supporter. Do it now at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. I am also joined this afternoon not only by Bob, but by Dan Skinner, former general manager of KPR. Hey, Dan, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Laura, you're welcome. I was just thinking about, you said it's not selected by algorithm. It's not artificial intelligence. It's real intelligence.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Bob McWilliams and 30 years and more of experience with this music, knowing the artist on a personal level, knowing this music in his heart. And if you feel that connection with this music, then do your part to support it. As Laura pointed out, 10 new members will get us an additional $1,000.
Yeah, surprise, David.
But I should also say, if you're giving at the $10 a month level or more, you'll also get the Turtle Box, which includes, because our future's so bright, we have to wear shades, a bumper sticker, a magnet, a button, and just kind of your kit to show your pride of supporting your public radio station. And that's at just $10 a month.
For new members.
Brand new members. Thank you, Laura, for clarifying that. But it's very easy to do. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org. Make your pledge online or call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268.
And we do have a head start on that challenge because we do have a new member joining us from Iola, Kansas. It is Vera
Koshki.
Vera Koshki joining us from Iola. So thank you very much. And Christopher Waycool from Columbia, Missouri. And he said some awful nice things about the show and about me. I don't really want to read them myself, but thank you, Christopher. And, you know, many other folks have supported us this pledge drive and over 30 years. Why has this show been on the air 30 years? When we first started, I was going, boy, I hope this show sticks around for 6 months. Will anybody like it? And it turned out people did, and it turned out over 3 decades, people have supported us very strongly during Trail Mix, using their financial commitment to show that they wanted this music on the air. That's great. But we're looking to the future now with those KPR shades. We're looking to the future, the bright future, which requires your support. Now, if you're already a member, it's time to renew. Still call us today because we need all the money we can get just to pay our bills and put the programs on the air. But if you've never called before, what a perfect time to become a new member of Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org.
That's right. Once again, the number to call, if you prefer to do it, you know, the old school way, 888-577-5268. That translates to 888-KPRKANU. Or you can point and click at kansaspublicradio.org. We have so much coming up in this 30th year anniversary of Trail Mix. We have a Dar Williams concert scheduled that is coming up. Bob, what's the date on that?
November the 11th in the Pavilion at the Lead Center. Tickets not through the Lead Center box office, but tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. And what's happening today with that, Laura?
Well, it turns out that when you call in, you will be registered to win a pair of tickets. Automatically registered if you make a pledge, but you don't have to make a pledge. You can call in and put in your name. There will be a drawing a little bit later on. After Trail Mix, and you will be contacted. But many of those tickets have already sold out, so an extra bonus. Make your pledge now to Trail Mix.
Dooley. Dooley was a good old man. He lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and 40 gallons still. One gal washed the boiler and the other washed the spout. Mama corked the bottles and old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley stepping up the holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swallow and I'll pay you back someday. Slipping through the woods, Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his good. Now Dooley was a trader when into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Dooley slipping up the holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday.
like his walking cane. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. But I throw it away and went to town to see that woman, and now he's down. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. Drinking, you'll be high as a kite. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. He can drink a block, then tackle kind. He can walk a block and tackle a lion. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. My true love's hand, Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. He said, you love our little canoe. Instead of her hand, I got his foot. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. You can smell his feet wherever he goes. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. Here goes Bella. Well, the revenue man took my gin. I hope he don't come back again. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues. Well, he took my sweetheart with him too, because she had a little drink or two. Lord, Lord, I got them Brown's Ferry blues, yeah, I do.
Banjo great Tony Trischka and a terrific new album this year called Earl Jam, inspired by the solos Earl Scruggs took on many tunes that he and John Hartford recorded in private jam sessions. And Tony got the tapes of those, fell in love with them, studied them, learned a lot of Earl Scruggs solos, and then brought in great musicians like Billy Strings and his guitar and singing on that number, the Delmore Brothers' Brown's Ferry Blues. Mr. Bailiff Lex stopped by for a non-Scruggs-style banjo solo, the terrific fiddling of Michael Cleveland, Mark Schatz on bass, and before that, Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush were special guests for the old Dillard song, Dooley. And on that one, that great young fiddler, Bronwyn Keith Hines, was on there as well. Just a terrific album all the way around. Tony Trischka's new album called Earl Jam, support for Trail Mix on KPR, comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series. Starting Thursday evening, introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org. Well, here's Jefferson County's own Rick Ferris. The Rick Ferris Band will be at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield later this month. Let's hear Rick and his song, You Can't Slow the River Down. Rick Ferris on KPR.
Fishing in the river, I remember my old dad saying it's not perfect. It's flowing way too fast. Heavy, I protested. I said, Mr. Shad, said I've had a walk with you, so life ain't so bad. You can't slow the river down.
can't change the shape of that Big Dipper in the sky. Life happens if you live it, live it up until you die. Climbing up a mountain, the howling wind was blowing strong, biting at my face, my strength was nearly gone. Then a voice on the wind echoed wisdom from my dad. You can climb a mountain, enjoy the view, it ain't so bad. You can't slow the river down or push back the tide. Shift the wind's directions, no matter how you try. You can't change the shape of that Big Dipper in the sky. Life happens if you live it, live it up until you die. There's a thing to being grateful for the way that life unfolds. A certain kind of courage in the act of being bold. But surrender to the current don't have to make you sad. So much to be thankful for this life, it ain't so bad. You can't slow the river down or push back the tide. Shift the wind's directions, no matter how you try. Shape of that Big Dipper in the sky. Life happens if you live it, so live it up until you die.
Rick Ferris on KPR with the song You Can't Slow the River Down from his album last year on Common Sky. The Rick Ferris Band, part of the extensive lineup at this year's Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas, September 18th to the 22nd. Complete info, lineup, schedules, tickets, all of that at wvfest.com. We're going to hear another band coming to that festival, the great Celtic and Beyond band Wuna. That'll be right after the news in just about 10 minutes here on KPR's Trail Mix. You know, Trail Mix has been here for 30 years now, thanks to listener support over these last three decades. But that's all in the past. We're looking to the future. We're looking to the future of Kansas Public Radio, the future of this kind of music on KPR. And that's where you come in. Your financial support is so vital. Here's how you can show that support right now on Kansas Public Radio.
By calling 888-577-5268 or make your pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Laura Lorson. I work in the news department. You don't usually hear me during Trail Mix. Usually you hear me when there's terrible weather, or you hear me during All Things Considered. Once in a blue moon, you'll hear me on Morning Edition. But one of the things I always make room for in my weekend is Trail Mix. I have faith in Bob that he is going to have my new favorite song, even if I don't know what it is yet. He's constantly out there doing the work. There's so much new music out there. He goes through it. He has a great ear. It's absolutely a can't-miss part of my weekend, and I'm sure it is one for you, too. Give us a call now. Pledge your support for Trail Mix at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a special challenge from David Brown and Mary Clater. They're going to add $1,000 to the overall kitty if we can pick up 10 new members. And what do you know? We just got a new member. Dan, who is it?
It is Mark Freeman. Mark, thank you very much for supporting Trail Mix. And Mark left us some nice comments, Bob. I want to share this with you. He says he's a regular listener. It's a regular feature for him on their Sunday afternoons. And he says, Bob always curates a great set of music and has given us lots of new artists to listen to, as well as classics to enjoy. So a big vote of confidence for you there, Bob. And also wanted to mention Cynthia Broadwell, from Buckhead, Georgia. She says she misses Kansas, but she's glad she gets to listen to Trail Mix. So wherever you are in the world listening to Trail Mix, make sure you do your part to support it. You can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org, or call us at 888-577-5268. And right now, if you call in as a brand new member, you'll get us one step closer to the 10 new members we need to kick in an extra $1,000, courtesy of David Brown and Mary Clater of Lawrence. And Bob, we have a special concert coming up as well to celebrate 30 years.
It's Dar Williams, who basically her career is the same time frame as Trail Mix. So she's somebody who was a very early artist on Trail Mix and a big supporter of Trail Mix. So she's coming November the 11th. Get info at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Laura, we've got great music still to come in the news, don't we?
That we do. Sorry, you sent me what it would be. I believe we have Danu coming up, and we have some Dar Williams coming up. Lots of great music for your afternoon, whatever it is you're out doing on this beautiful day. We are so honored that you choose to take Trail Mix with you. Now we are asking you to turn that enthusiasm for Trail Mix into a dollar amount. It sounds so tacky, but this is how we do it. This is how it's done. Nobody listens to public radio and is like, what? They're going to ask me for money? This is how it works. So because it's something you value, make your pledge today at KansasPublicRadio.org, or that's the online, or you can call us at 888-577-5268. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines from NPR are coming up next. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. For more information, visit CromwellEnvironmental.com. You can certainly make your pledge while we are listening to the news, particularly if you are a brand new member. We have the opportunity to pick up some extra money if we can hear from 8 new members here in the next couple of hours. But do it now. Do it while you're thinking about it. Do it while the news is on. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org when you call in, or just call to enter to win a pair of tickets to see Dar Williams. More music coming up next, but first, here's the news. It's 2:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. From a big debate night in Philadelphia for former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump spent Saturday on the stump in the swing state of Wisconsin, and Harris has been studying at a hotel in Pittsburgh. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
In terms of prep, you know, I've talked to former Harris advisors, and they say Harris approaches debate prep with a lot of that same background from her law school training, how she distills down a lot of information. Jill Habig, who worked with Harris on her 2016 run, says Harris's time as a courtroom prosecutor allowed her to hone future debate skills, especially when it comes to responding quickly in unexpected moments that come up.
Lots of unpredictable things happen during a trial. You can have your materials prepared, but a witness could say anything.
That's NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. This weekend has seen two incidents in which NATO countries say Russian drones invaded their airspace. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Latvian authorities are investigating how a drone believed to belong to the Russian military crashed in eastern Latvia after apparently entering through Belarus. The Latvian government has summoned the highest-ranking Russian diplomat in Riga to give an explanation. Romania says a Russian drone also entered its airspace over the weekend and that fighter jets were scrambled traveled to ensure it flew back out. The number of such incidents in NATO countries along the borders with Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine is rising, according to Latvian President Edgars Rinkevičs, who calls for them to be dealt with collectively. NATO spokesperson Farah Daklala tells NPR there's nothing to indicate these were intentional attacks by Russia, but that the incidents nonetheless are irresponsible and potentially dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Police in southeastern Kentucky are still searching for a person of interest in a shooting apparently targeting vehicles passing on Interstate 75. Authorities are due to speak again shortly. They say they have found a vehicle and a rifle which might have been used in the shooting. The five victims are still listed in stable condition at an area hospital. Stan Ingold of member station WEKU has details.
Laurel County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a gunshot victim complaint on I-75. They say nine vehicles on both the north and southbound sides of I-75 were shot into, and five people were seriously injured. Deputies on the scene transported the injured to a local hospital for treatment. Portions of the interstate were shut down for hours Saturday evening as the manhunt got underway near the city of London, Kentucky. Local leaders urged residents to stay home. Law enforcement from multiple agencies are still looking for who they are calling a person of interest. The 32-year-old man is described as being armed and dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, offering clinical decision support resources and tools, including disease and condition content from DynaMed and drug information from Merativ. Learn more at Dynamedics.com. Here's the band Runa to open this hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
Westward from the Davis Strait, 'tis there 'twas said to lie. The sea road to the Orient, for which so many died. Seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones, and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. But all for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin, reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Three centuries there, take passage over land, footsteps of brave Cassie, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer, driving hard across the plain. Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin, reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who crowd the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. Ah, for just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin, reaching
for the both we see, tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? But them I left a settled life, threw it all away. Seek a northwest passage at the call of many men, to find their right road back home again. But for just one time, I would take the northwest passage, to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. Ah, for just one time, I would take the northwest passage, to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wild and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. And make a northwest passage to the sea.
The band Runa here on KPR, the great Canadian songwriter Stan Rogers' song, The Northwest Passage, is from the new album by Runa, When the Light Gets In. They're on the bill at Winfield this year, the Walnut Valley Festival, September 18th to the 22nd, info at wvfest.com. We've got the Irish band Danu up next in about 15 minutes. Some Dar Williams support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. And Bach Aria Solo is offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more through Saturday, available at BachAriaSoloist.com. Here's Danu on KPR.
Carla Havard is a mother of Mohar, or Ogad is Ogad and John the Nefosa, but Homeless you the Kumedon of Oka, the man for the Varin of Brian, of course, and all you the hand in a lads in the Ota, all you the hand in a Vaska is the word, all you the hand in a lads in the Ota, the man to Melvishna Velim Shibior. Noch was a good carpet, get drilling glass to live. Peepy the bog, the good store of a corn. Mahak the mavale, good time to shaprona. Kawaii, my hand in her roast the mukiola. Oh, yet a hand in a lass in the otter. Oh, yet a hand in a loska is the word. Oh, yet a hand in a lass in the otter. Some benchmel, the rishna, benim shibioa. Na vainche ma hand in a port of Palmona, a cross of a bridge is a clove de leonta. For in a valet, the end of a hora, is you in a maklish no bohali oga. O yet a hand in a lass in the otter, O yet a hand in a lass is the word. O yet a hand in a lass in the otter, the mensch melderish na benim shibioar. Ma fosa tu shamene, fosa tu tlaide. Vogeshe, vogeshe, rote de staide. Etienne vermaiden, mcnau shale tlaide. Vishirse tronone, ishimint go maide. O yera handene, las de miosa. O yera handene, loske is the word. O yera handene, las de miosa. Tha menshe melderishna, berimshe bioa.
Ose se shanë në sërën piti kjela Jenë sërmetë në rolë më gëllëto Kuasë së valë në shparë në shkelë sanë I stajri sërë madin në sparë më në teglë Mo i da handë në lasë në ose O i da handë në loske i stovër O i da handë në lasë në ose Sa menë që me dhe rishë në verën që bjord O i da handë në lasë në ose O i da handë në loske i stovër Gjera handë në lasë një osa I skupën e dalë për të rikë për bohu
Irish band Danew from 2005 on KPR. The album When All Is Said and Done. We started off with a song in Irish, Ohanir Hanadin, which is basically a song where a young woman is bitterly unhappy after being placed in an arranged marriage with an old man. In fact, that title translates roughly as, "Oh, you're an old man, being with you is not for me. Oh, you're an old man, may you be scorched and burned," and so forth. And then a set of reels that they named for one of them, the Coachman's Whip. Here on KPR's Trail Mix with Dar Williams coming up in just a few minutes. We've also got Kansas City's own Dana Cooper, started out in KC, ended up in LA and Houston and Nashville these days. That music and more is on the way here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for Trail Mix comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. The vast majority of our financial support, though, comes from individuals just like you. So we're turning to you now here on the KPR Fall Fund Drive to help provide the financing to keep bringing you Trail Mix and everything you hear on Kansas Public Radio. Here's how you can help.
By calling 888-577-5268 or pledge point and click online at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Laura Larson. I'm here with Dan Skinner and Bob McWilliams to talk to you about the importance of the bluegrass and folk and Celtic community throughout the KPR listening area. I have a lot of friends who live in New York and in Washington and Chicago and Dallas and Denver. They're all like, what is your music scene even like? So you would be shocked at the amount of really high quality folk and Americana and bluegrass, and you would just be amazed. So many people turn out to support that kind of programming, and one easy way to do that is to support Trail Mix right now at 888-577-5268. If you have been a longtime member of this community, you know the importance of Trail Mix to this entire region, getting the word out about new artists, getting the word out about concerts, getting the word out about veterans who are swinging through the area that would not exist in the way that it does now without Trail Mix and Bob McWilliams. That is worth supporting. Give us a call now at 888-577-5268.
And a couple of people we can thank. Thanks to Patricia Lyons for continuing your support. She leaves a note for us. She's been listening since the show began. So listening to Bob McWilliams and Trail Mix for 30 years, and really appreciates not only getting to hear all this great music on Trail Mix, but classical music as well. Enjoying the diversity of programming we have here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks also to Floyd Finch and from Blue Springs. Keep the great music coming, Bob. He's been listening since the Flint Hills Special days. And Bob, I'm sure that's a name that you recognize. And
oh, yeah. Hi, Floyd.
And also want to tell folks that if you've been listening long for us, we have 8 members. I think it's 8 more members that we need, brand new members, to become KPR, and then we'll get an extra $1,000 thanks to David Brown and Mary Clater. You can do your part right now by going to kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org, or calling us at 888-577-5268. And thanks in advance for doing your part to keep Trail Mix and all the other great programming you enjoy on KPR strong and healthy.
And when you call 1-888-577-5268, you're likely to talk to Max Paley of the KPR development staff, and heavily involved in the music community in this area and doing a great job at fiddling and picking. I'm having some physical issues, so walking around is not in my my toolkit right now, but I know that that Max does a great job. You probably know him, so give him a call and get us some money. 1-888-577-5268. And also, you can pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org. We really do need new members. We always need to bring in new members because people move out of the area. People become financially unable to support us, and sometimes people pass on. But we also know that people start listening. They move into the air, they start listening, and they might have to be convinced. You might have to be convinced it's worth your while to support us. Well, if you're listening, you like it. And if you like it, we need your money to do it. That's pretty easy. 1-888-577-5268. If you've been listening for years and haven't become a member, do it now. Help us meet the challenge. And you know what? Once you do it, you will feel great. Do that at kansaspublicradio.org.
It is a very simple thing. It takes not even 5 minutes to get it done. And if we can pick up 8 new members by 4 o'clock, we will get an additional $1,000 due to the generosity of David Brown and Mary Clater. Frankly, $1,000 is a substantial amount and not something we can afford to lose. So if you have been considering becoming a new member, now's the time to do it. Help us out that little bit more. First and foremost, you're helping yourself because you're keeping this music on the air and vital and reliable week in and week out. And we'd love to have you as a new member. But if you go ahead and you do it now, you're doing your extra little bit for KPR because you and 7 other new members will help us pick up an additional $1,000. When you make your pledge, you will be registered to win a pair of tickets to see Dar Williams on November 11th. Most of those tickets are sold out, so now's the time to do that. If you want to enter for the tickets, you don't have to make a pledge. You can just call us, tell us, hi, I want to be entered. And we will absolutely do that. But while you're on the phone anyway, you might as well. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. Now, more Trail Mix.
You can leave this house, leave this town. Leave it all to me, or you'll never leave the ground. Look at that tiny screen's too small for you. I think you should learn to dream, just like the dreamers do. What can you do in the day? Will you wake up and see the further you get, the closer to me? Am I the habit you're too tired to break? I want you to love me with every step you take. What can you do in the day? What will you wake up and see? The farther you get, the closer to me. Touch my this town. All that's left to chart is nothing less than your own heart. What can you do in the day, your day? Where will you wake up and see the Father? Trail flags trapped in a faded photograph. Thunderstorm, golden sun.
Oh, my fair North Star, I have held to you dearly. I had asked you to steer me to one cloud scattered night. I got lost in my travels. I'm at Leo the lion, met a king and met a giant with their erring might. There's the wind and the rain and the mercy of fallen who say they have no claim to know what's right. There's the weak and the strong and the beds that have no answer, and that's where I may rest my head tonight. I sorrow the bright people, an imposing flux they landed, and they got, they demanded, and they scratched at the ground. Then they flew, and the field grew as sweet for the flightless, who had long and yet despite this, they could hear every sound. There's the wind and the rain and the mercy of the fallen. Say they have no claim to know what's right.
Dar Williams here on Kansas Public Radio with two songs from her 2003 album, The Beauty of the Rain, Closer to Me, and then Mercy of the Fallen, which I think is one of the most enduring of the songs that Dar has written over the years. Dar Williams is coming to Lawrence November the 11th to help celebrate 30 years of this radio program. It's the Trelmick 30th Anniversary Celebration Concert, November the 11th in the Lead Center Pavilion. However, tickets are not available through the Lead Center box office, not through the box office of the Lead Center, but you can get tickets right here on the Kansas Public Radio homepage. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, and where it says shop, click on that and you'll find the place to buy tickets for Dar Williams, November the 11th, and ticket sales have been quite brisk. And also today, during Trail Mix and Campaign for Excellence, we're giving away a pair of tickets for that, as you'll hear about in just a bit. But right now, we're going to let you know that Dana Cooper is up next. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Dana Cooper grew up in the Kansas City area. His musical career has taken him to L.A. for a few years, to Houston for a few years, many years in Nashville. He might be grown up actually independent, so I'm kind of thinking that. In any event, this is a song that refers to an incident in his childhood. The album's Dana Cooper's Miracle Mile, and this is a song called In My Living Room on KPR.
The Beatles came to Kansas City, played the A's Stadium. Four poor lads from rainy England, I was too young to go and see them. I sang John's part, Paul's part, George's tune. Ringo drummed us on. The Beatles played in my living room. Hail Marys, seven Jobs. Outside my window, I couldn't hear him bring in his bed of snow.
I sang John's part,
John's part,
Paul's part, George's tune. Ringo drowned a song. The Beatles played in my living room.
Dana Cooper here on KPR. His song, In My Living Room, is from his 1997 album, Miracle Mile. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Pat Byrne. We'll also hear from a never-before-released live album from the late Eva Cassidy. That and more is headed your way today on Trail Mix. Trail Mix is headed your way because of financial support over the years from many listeners. We're looking for you right now to support Trail Mix and KPR as we move into the future. Here's what you can do to help Kansas Public Radio.
First and foremost, you can listen to KPR. You can listen to Trail Mix every week. Then we ask you to take that next step. Become a member of KPR. When you make your pledge, that's your vote. You are voting for Trail Mix, for the entire folk, bluegrass, Americana, roots music community in this area. It's such a vital resource. I ask you to trust me that we would not ask if it were not necessary. But it absolutely is. $10 a month from you, $15 a month from you, $1,000 a year from you, $500 a year from you. That's what keeps this enterprise going. Again, we wouldn't ask if we didn't truly need it. We're good stewards of your money, and you are getting that value back every week when you tune in to Trail Mix. It doesn't sound like anything else on the radio. It's created here, and it has only been something that we could create because of the donations of listeners just like you. So become a member now at 888-577-5268. You can click and pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. If you have never become a member before, if you're a brand new member and you can chip in $10 a month, you get a welcome gift. We're calling it the Turtle Box. Lots of really cute KPR tchotchkes, neat things, sunglasses, a bumper sticker, some buttons, a magnet, all kinds of cool stuff. You will also get registered to win a pair of tickets to see Dar Williams. And you get this great music. I don't know how to make the case any more strongly. 888-577-5268 is the number to call now, or at kansaspublicradio.org.
And on top of all of that, a special incentive, thanks to David Brown and Mary Clater, they will kick in $1,000 when we get 10 new members during Trail Mix. Eight more to go. If you're not yet a member, now is a great time to do it. Our number is 888-577-5268. I'll say that again so you can jot it down. 888-577-5268. Take just a couple of minutes to do your part, or go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org. And whether you make a pledge or not, your name will be put into the drawing for the 30th anniversary concert tickets to see Dar Williams. Again, the address on the web is kansaspublicradio.org. Please do your part to keep this program and others healthy here on Kansas Public Radio.
One thing that I've been dedicated to for these 30 years is bringing you new artists, artists you probably hadn't heard about, and letting you know about their music. And, you know, that happens because, quite frankly, I spend a lot of time listening to music, a lot of time listening to music. I get CDs sent, I get downloads sent. And beyond that, when I hear about artists, because I'm tied in with people all over the country that might not be able to afford to send out a full promotional campaign, and I check them out and they're good, I get a hold of them and say, hey, can you send me the file so I can share your music with people? And that comes up, for example, this next set we're going to hear, this amazing woman named Eva Cassidy, who was basically unknown outside of D.C. until after her death. I found out about her from a musician friend in D.C., and I think that I may have been the first, if not the first, one of the very first shows in the country to play Eva Cassidy's music. Dar Williams the same way. Molly Tuttle, I was playing Molly Tuttle very early on. And there's a young fiddler named Bronwyn Keith Hines, a singer, that hardly anybody knows about. She's great. Those are the kind of things I like to do, of course, with all the classics as well. And that takes a lot of work. I'm not complaining. I get paid, not a lot, but I get paid to listen to music. But my job and my dedication is to bring you the best music I can find, spanning a wide range of roots music. Since you're listening, you must listen. Make a pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And another one of the things I really admire about this program is the mix part of Trail Mix. You're going to hear folk. You're going to hear blues. You're going to hear Americana. You're going to hear roots music. You're going to hear Celtic. That is increasingly vanishingly rare now that there is such a thing as narrowcasting, narrow podcasting, all of these sorts of things. So many shows just pick one thing, folk. We're your folk show. But Trail Mix is truly a mix. It's many disparate components coming together, thoughtfully chosen and curated by Bob. That's the sort of thing you can't buy, but we're asking you to by making your pledge now at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. In the next minute, we'd love to hear from you.
And you can do that by going to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org. Or call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. 5268. Become a brand new member. Help us meet that challenge. Renew your support if you have the means to do so. How about a $1,000 gift or a $500 gift? You do your part, but do it now. KansasPublicRadio.org.
KPR relies on listeners just like you. Trail Mix relies on listeners just like you. I'll go so far as to say it relies on you. Make your pledge now. $10 a month gets you the cool turtle box. Become a member today at 888-577-5268.
Katie, come over and show me the lover I knew. All this venom and hatred, it doesn't seem one bit like you. Katie, be kind, don't you leave me behind in the queue. Give me one chance to tell you how I'm feeling venomous too. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Get up off my shoulder and run. Why don't you have it your way? I'll play the villainous one. I'll be an island with nothing below or above. We are two steps from freedom. We're one step from falling in love. Your heart anymore.
That is Pat Byrne, singer-songwriter from Ireland, and his song Katie here on KPR. from his 2021 album Into the Light, and Pat Byrne coming to Kansas City Wednesday night this coming week for the Waldo Folk Series. That is at the Tap Room of Waldo Pizza at 75th and Wernel. That'll show at 7 o'clock this Wednesday night, and get more information at waldofolk.com. With Eva Cassidy up next here on Trail Mix. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo Saturday, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And Mastering Music in Lawrence, serving the world's musicians and selecting, appraising, and repairing fine acoustic and electric instruments, amplifiers, PA systems, and accessories, on the web at mastermusic.com. Coming out this fall, never-before-released live recording of the wonderful Eva Cassidy, done November 2nd, 1995. Just a small club gig in D.C., but it sounds a bit different than other live recordings by Eva, because instead of a regular band, some people weren't available, so she called a friend of hers that played fiddle in a Western swing band, and that gives all the music a little different sound. Here's Eva Cassidy, starting off with Walkin' After Midnight, which is the title, by the way, of this new album.
After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. That's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Somewhere I'm walking after midnight, searching for me. My cool. But I'm gonna let my head down.
don't wanna fight. Because of the hour I'll be getting into commitment, I don't care. Tonight I'm gonna do as I choose. Oh yeah, I'm gonna let my head down and get down with these down home blues. Down home blues, down home blues. Yeah, all I wanna hear are those down home blues. On that low, every other record on too. Oh yeah, I'm gonna let my head down and get down with this down home blues.
The great voice of Eva Cassidy with Walking After Midnight and Down Home Blues from a forthcoming live album, Walking After Midnight, never before released music by Eva Cassidy, whose greatness was really unknown outside of Washington, D.C., and really only became apparent after her death too early from cancer. Eva Cassidy, here on KPR, kind of the special music you hear on Trail Mix, because of financial support from listeners like you, we've been able to have this program on the air for 30 years. We're looking for you to ensure the future of Trail Mix and of Kansas Public Radio by becoming a member. And here's how you can do that right now.
It's very simple. All you need to do is point and click if you do it online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can give us a call at 888-577-5268. Support this valuable resource in this area. It's such a good program. You know it's a good program. That's why you listen every week. I want you to think for a moment about that one artist you had never heard before you heard him or her on Trail Mix. I want you to think about that day that everything was going wrong and you turned on Trail Mix and you heard a song that just changed your outlook on everything. I know that's happened to you. It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people I know. There are so many reasons to support such a great show. It's handcrafted. It's not AI. It's not the product of an algorithm. It's the product of your contributions and Bob McWilliams. So please support it at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. Only about 7% of the people who listen to KPR bother to support it. Don't be one of those. Stand up and say, you know what, Laura? I'm Laura Lorson, by the way. You know what, Laura? I am absolutely going to take responsibility for these things that matter to me. 90% of life is showing up, right? And we're asking you to show up right now for Trail Mix. 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org.
And when you make that pledge of support, take a moment to share your thoughts with us about what you really enjoy about your public radio station. When you think of those things, realize that is the reason for you to support this public radio station. It might be Trail Mix, and that might be the only thing you listen to. That is worthy of your support. But maybe you listen to Trail Mix and classical music and jazz and news and that weird thing that Daryl Brockton does, that space age music, bachelor pad music. Whatever the reason is, do your part to support it. The number to call is 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. Or make your pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And right now, if you become a brand new member, you'll get us one step closer to reaching a challenge to get $1,000 from David Brown and Mary Clater. Do your part right now. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Or call 1-888-577-5268. A big Trail Mix fan who works in our development department, Max Paley, there to take your call. You know, one of the things about public radio that's changed a lot in my 40 years at Kansas Public Radio, 10 years of jazz before, and Flint Hill Special before, Trail Mix, by the way, is that back in those old days, we only had one fund drive a year. We called it the Campaign for Excellence, and it was to provide extra money to do things like live remote concerts and the stuff. That has changed a lot, because it used to be government supplied most of the money for this show. For all the shows on KPR, that is long gone. So your call, the individual listener, makes up some 84% of our funding. So become a member now at kansaspublicradio.org, because it is vital.
Once again, the number is 888-577-5268. We are always available to you online at kansaspublicradio.org. If you have never pledged before, if you would be a brand new member, if you can pledge $10 a month, you will get a welcome kit. Our turtle box comes with some sunglasses and a cool new bumper sticker. You may have noticed that we changed our logo recently, so it's all with the brand new logo. You get a magnet with a QR code on it, which you can scan and take a look at all of our programming. A schedule is available to you there. So if you are a new member, now's the time. If you are a lapsed member, now is the time. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. And the Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org. News headlines are coming up next. Then it's back to Trail Mix in this next hour. We are going to hear from the seldom seen, yeah, also John Smith, and many, many more. Make your pledge of support for this unique radio show, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Vice President Kamala Harris this weekend told reporters she was grateful for the campaign endorsements of former